sure on somebody asked a question. Things are very common. What do you do if you blech? You have a blech and the fire burns out, or you have a hot plate, which is more common today, and the electricity goes out. What do you do with that pot? So the answer is, we mentioned last time that in order to do chazorah, take, you're allowed to take if you have in mind, first of all, it's got to be completely cooked, you have in mind to go from one place to another, and it's oidim biyodi, which means theoretically, if I take this off the plata and my hand is on it, and I want to put it back, then it's okay. If you're Sephardi, you don't have to have those two conditions. By the way, a friend, I don't know his name, that said last time was distinguishing the rabbi. Yeah, he never came back with an answer. So I assume that he doesn't have an answer. He said he quoted a rabbi, the rabbi said that.
Right. He wasn't able to find him. I asked him.
Huh?
He said he wasn't able to find the Makar, but he's trying.
Okay. Come back in a year. Doesn't seem to find. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we got him. Like,
in any event, what do you do if it burnt out? The fire went out, electricity fell. The loch is, you're allowed to go in that situation to take it to somebody else's blech or somebody else's plata. And why is that? Because we say in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to have two conditions. But the Eved, if you have one of those conditions, okay. And we say that even though a person didn't have in mind to take it off, but Anan Sahadi, that every person knows there's a possibility of the fire blowing out or the electricity turning off. And in the back of his mind, if you'd ask him, what would you want to happen in case electricity blew out or the gas blew out or something like that? You'd want to transfer it to somebody else. You're allowed to do it. Moshe passes there, Shem Zalpa, and this happens very often. In the good old days.
Can I repeat it a long time?
Again, let's say you have your food on a blech, or a plate, a hot plate. Now electricity conked, or the fire blew out. What do I do with the pot of chont? Assuming that it's completely cooked, there's no problem, Bishl, I'm allowed to take it right now to my neighbor's house and put it on his plate. Because it's considered as if I had dait lahachser. Lechet chil is two conditions. Dait lahachser, that I had intention to put it back in order to transfer it. And oidim biyodi, that I didn't let it leave my hand. Bidi evid, as long as you have one of those two conditions, that'll be enough. Here we look at it as I have one of those two conditions. It was daiti lahachzer. Even though I didn't say, I want to put it back in case it blows out. I didn't know. But anan sahadi, that every person in the back of his mind knows there is such a possibility, that the fire will blow out, that the gas will blow out, the electricity will turn off, whatever. And in that situation, he would want to take it to somebody else's plata. So it's good to know that, because these things happen. I remember the good old days in Yerushalayim, every Shabbos, right in the beginning of Shabbos, all the gas ranges would blow out. Everybody didn't have hot plates then, they had blech on gas. And since everybody on Friday put on their fire, so very often the gas just blew out. And the Vayak, when they first started the Vayak of Kamen, it's also all the time. Beginning of Shabbos, boom, you got what to do. So it's good to know that in case your thing blows out, you'll have to take it to your neighbor. If it's soup, you have to make sure it didn't cool down completely. It's got to be at least some warmth to it. It's completely cold, you have a problem, Bishl.
Is there a certain temperature that it can't go under?
No. As long as it's more than room temperature, even a little bit, even lukewarm, that's sufficient.
Like, is it like 100 degrees Celsius? Or
lukewarm is fine.
Is it room 100 degrees Celsius?
Right, because by liquid, kozman, it's not completely cold, and Bishlach and Bishl. Another aloha, what do? You have a soup, and you want to take the soup, you want to give it to your neighbor. Can I take a pat? Here's an example. Here's my pot on the fire, okay? The pot's on the fire. Now I want to take from this pot, either, can I take this pot and put it on a different blech? Yes, I can. Can I go and take, I want to take like a small pot, take the water of this, or a big ladle. I'm going to take a ladle, one of these big spoons, okay? Ladle's Yiddish or English, I don't remember anymore.
English.
Yeah,
ladle.
Ladle's English, okay.
It sounds like it could be Yiddish.
Yeah, the maidle named Fredel that took a ladle, right? In any event, you take a spoon. I want to take out of this pot and put it to another pot. And put the other pot on another guy's blech. You can have that. A person has like a chont. He wants to give to his neighbor. So he's not giving the whole pot. He wants to get a little bit. So you're taking it from pot A, putting it to pot B. And pot B, you're putting on the other guy's fire. Pot B wasn't on the fire till now. Pot B was in the cupboard. The cupboard was doing nothing. So it's a machalitza poiskim. Rav Moshe says you shouldn't. Says you can, and the oil does. It's a good thing too that people can do it all the time. They take soup from one neighbor to another, not in the same original pot. In the original pot, for sure, I can do it.
How's it different from a Nisin Rishaya?
The problem over here is, why can't I do Chazor? The conditions, Oidim Biyodai, that's in my hand, and I want to put it back. Why? What's the whole problem? The problem is, if I stop going, I take a pot that's already cooked, and put it on the fire, it's Mechsik Mavashal. The guy doesn't know it's already cooked. It's like a Marasayan. He thinks you're cooking it. Okay? So now, Yukataina, if I'm taking a different pot, this pot was on the fire, and now it's going another fire. People saw it on the fire. But if it's on a different pot, and that pot was never on the fire, it's like a marasayin. So the Gemara means it's tzarachin. The Gemara says teiko. Rav Moshe comes out with chumra, as does the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shmuel Zalman was meikel. And the veil does it. People take either out of this thing into a small pot and put the other pot there, or they put it from pot A to pot B, then they go to the other guy's pot, which is pot C. So I transfer from my pot to my neighbor's pot via a small pot. You're allowed to do it. It would be Samech on the Shmir Shabbos. Another question, and this is a very common mistake. A person has a pot of chunt. You ever wake up in the morning? You guys are bochum, you don't know. You wake up in the morning, sometimes you're